The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It is the Joe Pags Show. We've got Tracy Beans on this hour. She's going to break down the very latest out of Arizona. And no, the election questions are not over. Yes, it's going to the Supreme Court of Arizona. She uncovers some things on Uncover DC about that election. Going to make your face hurt. You're not going to be very happy when you hear about this. By the way, as we do the show live, we are getting word that the jury's back and the verdict is being read in the Murdaugh case in South Carolina. We'll get to that as soon as we have a second. First, I've got to remind you, it's the Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Thursday. You're feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what? Ba-do-do-do-do-do.
Seems I got to have
a... That is Carrie Lockie. Carrie, good to see you.
Thank you.
Every night
Polo
I have...
done. Sam's here as well.
Just dream. Imprisoned by the way. It could have been left here on my own. Oh, so it seems
Thursday almost Friday, the weekend's almost here.
I got to leave before
that's
I
how we do.
Start to scream. Won't someone lock
sing along,
the door
let's go.
And took the key.
You feeling alright? I'm not feeling too good myself.
Yes, sir.
Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
About a little long on that one, to be honest with you. Carrie, do we have a verdict? Are they still reading the verdict? What's going on with the verdict there?
Right now, and I don't have the sound up, but I can tell you, Fox News, the headline is, jury finds Murdaugh guilty of murder.
Wow. This case was for the murders of his wife and son, and guilty on both, do we know? Guilty on both counts?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Yeah, keep on watching that for me and give me an update as we go. I want to encapsulate a very, very hard case to encapsulate. We have not talked about this at all on this program because it's so extremely intricate. There's so many things going on in this case. This attorney, who's part of a family that has basically for over a century kind of run this area of South Carolina. This guy, Alec Murdaugh, they say Alec, but it's really Alex, and I think his name is actually Richard Alexander Murdaugh. But either way, he was charged with killing his wife and son, but there's a whole lot more that goes with it. Like he claimed he was on drugs, and he embezzled a bunch of money, and millions of dollars are missing, and just all this stuff going on. And the son that ended up being killed, and now I guess he's been convicted of killing him, was drunk driving a boat where a young lady was killed in a boat accident against the bridge. And then the person who was the sort of the housekeeper and minded the kids as they were growing up, she falls down the stairs, she dies. There's just people dying all over the place. Some friend that used to go to school with one of the other kids, he's dead in the middle of the street. So there are like five different dead people. And it all somehow points to this family in South Carolina. And I guess the defense was, yeah, I was on drugs, and yeah, I stole money, but I didn't kill anybody. And they found out through cell phone towers and Snapchats and messages and emails and everything else that connected him to actually being there when the murders happened, even though he said that he wasn't. So this whole thing was so convoluted. I found it hard. If we were going to cover it, we would have had to cover it every day. And that's why I didn't cover it as a news story, because I remember as a TV news anchor covering the OJ trial, and we covered that every single day, top of the newscast every day. Here's the update from OJ, you know, and I didn't want to do that here because I think those of you who were so interested in it were watching it anyway. My wife watched this like a hawk. Do we have the full verdict?
Yes, I'm told guilty on all counts.
Wow. And Carrie, they only deliberated a short time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This has gone on for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. They did closing arguments today, and in less than 3 hours, that's what it took the jury to come up with this verdict.
Want to hear something weird? That's about as long as it took for the OJ decision.
Really?
And when that happened, we all assumed that he was going to be guilty as well. Of course, he was found not guilty. Although, I mean, it's hard to believe that he didn't do it. But at the end of the day, this case over... And the family that has run this county in South Carolina for more than a century is now sullied forever, and this guy's going to go to prison. Now, having said that, I'm sure they're going to appeal and everything else, but I mean, that's monumental. That's a huge case. Now, it's going to be on Megyn Kelly's show today. As I told you guys yesterday, that was canceled because she was covering the Murdaugh case. So again, if you're just joining us, and are they saying Alex or Alec, or were they saying Richard? What are they calling him?
You know, I've heard Alex, so
But I've also heard Murdaugh. I've heard all sorts of pronunciations of his name as well.
Yeah.
So Alex Murdaugh, or Alex Murdaugh, found guilty on all counts, huh?
Yes. Murder.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning case. 30 stunning
years
case.
Right, so there's to life in prison without parole. That's what he's facing
on each
now.
Count?
That I don't know. I'm assuming on both counts.
He's in his 50s, so he's not gonna get out if he ends up getting that sentence and then he'll appeal successfully. There you go. There's the update on the Murdaugh case out of South Carolina. Amazing case. We've ended up watching, you know, long-form Netflix specials on it just to get me up to date. And again, you know, Jenny's been watching it the whole time. I have not been because I just didn't have the time to sort of get all this other crap going on. But finding out all the details, five dead people, and who's dead on a boat, and who's dead down the stairs, and who's dead in the middle of the street, who killed mom and son. I mean, the whole thing is just freaking nuts. Guilty on all counts. Alex Murdaugh, there you go. I wanted to go to this story of the mother who lost two sons who died from fentanyl. Now, they tried to buy something else, and they shouldn't have been doing any sort of drugs, but they tried to buy, like, Percocet, I think, and they ended up getting fentanyl, and they both died. And Joe Biden was commenting on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative out of Georgia, made commentary that Joe Biden is responsible for their deaths because he opened the border and he's letting fentanyl come in. And all these people that are dying every year from fentanyl are on Joe Biden. And Biden, because he's an idiot, decided that he would try to convince people to laugh about the murders. Carrie, have you seen the soundbite of Joe Biden talking about this?
Yeah, I did. I did. And the mom's reaction as well.
We're going to have the mom's reaction in a second from Carrie. If you haven't seen this, I'm going to play it. You can stop by joepags.com and click on Watch Now. If you'd like to see it, not the word watch alone, that takes you to Rumble. Click on watch now as we do the show live, and you'll see this as well as hear it. But Joe Biden thought that he would somehow get a laugh at the expense of a mother who lost two sons to fentanyl.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
And they laughs about it. Now, first of all, we don't know when the fentanyl came in. We don't know. We have no idea when the fentanyl came in. It could have been fentanyl that came in during Obama, and they only got a hold of it during Trump, or it came in during Trump and got a hold of it during Biden. It doesn't matter when.
Yeah, how could you possibly even know that?
You can't. It's not like it's marked, this came in during Trump. Yeah. Nothing like, you can't know that. I don't know exactly when they died, but it could have come in 1973. You don't know when it got here. The fact is it got here, and Joe Biden has made it worse by changing all the laws that were intended to stop the illegal activity on the border. He has made it an open border policy, and the cartels love that. But even if it did come in during Trump, let's say he's right. Is that something you want to cheap laugh on, the death of two sons and a mother's anguish? Now, when he's talking about she, he's talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene in the beginning. Then he talks about the poor mother who lost two sons. Did he think that was a laugh line? Again, he goes off. I think he even said, I probably shouldn't digress before he says that. You don't have it in the actual soundbite that I just played. But before that, he says, I probably shouldn't digress. But, and then he goes off in this little rant about Marjorie Taylor Greene and talks about two dead. You don't play games with a parent who has lost two children.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
And why is he laughing? And even people in the audience go, what's wrong with this guy? So the mother has responded. Carrie, what do you have on that?
From Fox News, the mother of two sons who died due to an accidental fentanyl poisoning blasted President Biden for laughing while telling the story of their tragic deaths, demanding he apologize and show some serious concern for the lives lost. In a video posted Wednesday night, Kiesling said Biden's comments earlier Wednesday about her son's deaths were unacceptable. I'm shocked to see the video today as President Biden talked about a congresswoman who misspoke when she said that my children's deaths are the cause of President Biden's policy failures, she said. As President Biden was speaking about this mother who lost her two sons, he starts to laugh. And this is how you speak about the death of my sons? Because a congresswoman misspoke? You mock the loss of my sons. How dare you? What is the matter with you? She shared an emotional statement. Kiesling testified before Congress on Wednesday about her two sons, Caleb and Kyler, who died in 2020 after taking painkillers that they were unaware were laced with fentanyl. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene later said Kiesling's sons passed as a result of Biden's handling of the southern border crisis, but the deaths occurred a few months before he was sworn in.
I mean, because the deaths occurred before he was sworn in, that means that it happened, that it came across the border under Trump, which we don't know. It could have come across the border under Biden and Obama. We don't know. But you don't ever say that. Why try to make political hay out of that? And, you know, in the story, the mother says Marjorie Taylor Greene misspoke. Well, she did. You can't specifically say that those pills came in during Biden. They clearly came in before Biden. But how much before Biden? It could have been 1951. Who knows? The fact is, two young men are dead. And that's never something that you should try to gain some political claps over. You just shouldn't. I'm going to play it one more time for those who are just showing up in the chat room that wanted to see it. I'll play it one more time. This is callous. It's careless. It is stupid. It's disconnected. It's not funny, and it's actually creepy.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
I mean, when he laughs, I'm guessing there was a lot of people in his administration go, oh, damn it. Damn it, what do we do now? Of course, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about that comment, and she's not very graceful in how she gets out of it either. Your thoughts about that? The leader of the free world, the president of the United States, making some sort of a laugh line to make political hay on Trump and on Marjorie Taylor Greene, but of course the subject matter is the deaths of two young men. Your thoughts about that? I mean, is this guy as disconnected as I think? Was this fair game, do you think? I mean, where are you on this? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Bottom of the hour, it's going to be Tracy Beans. She's got the update on what's happening in Arizona. And there's a lot happening in Arizona that the mainstream media is not telling you about. Keep it here. Coming back.
Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Program note, if you have sports on your station, like our home base, our flagship has sports tonight at 7, local time, and you want to keep on listening to the program, you can. Just go online and click on joepags.com, click on Listen Live, or listen. Yeah, I think it says Listen Live. That'll take you right to the iHeart stream. You'll hear it in better than FM stereo, and you'll hear the rest of the program. The program does continue, even when we have sports on. All of our affiliates have sports deals. We love them. I'm not saying don't have them. I'm not complaining about it. But some people immediately say, hey, wait a second. Why is this game on? Cool. If you don't want to hear the game, that's all right. Just come and check out joepags.com and click on Listen Live. Now, I tried to buy an Instagram ad today. You can boost your post and send it out to more people. And the post that I tried to boost was Karine Jean-Pierre, instead of saying Norfolk Southern, what did she say? Norfolk Suffolk or something. So I just played her saying that, and I said, come on. And they rejected my ad. It goes against their policies or something. I have no idea why that would go against their policies. So then I went to Joe Biden not being able to get through a sentence, and I went, come on. You know, at the end of it, and they wouldn't boost that one either. So what I did was, my post today on Instagram, and I'll probably do a come on video later, but my post today is calling them out for doing that. And my request to you is actually very simple. If you're on Instagram already, I'm not telling you to get Instagram if you don't have one, but millions of you have Instagram and you're not following, do me a favor. Go to Joe Talk Show on Instagram, or just go to my website, joepags.com, click on Instagram. Find the latest reel, and this is where I talk about where they would not accept my ad. So I decide let's boost this post and not give them any of my money. I think that works out even better. So go to Instagram. My name is Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow. Click on that link. Leave me a comment. Click on like. We want that to go as viral as possible. This way, Instagram will be losing the money that they could have gotten from me to just spread the word a little bit more, and we'll spread the word anyway. Already, it's got about 25,000 views. So go and check that out. Again, Instagram, my name is Joe Talk Show there. Got to remind you about Eden Pure. They have this best-selling thunderstorm air purifier. Uses proven Oxy technology, getting it done for you. It's going to quickly destroy viruses, odors, mold, and more. Over 265,000 already sold. You know that it works. Any smell is going to vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. The powerful thunderstorm technology sends out O3 molecules. They seek out and destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And it's called thunderstorm because it smells like a thunderstorm just rolled through. And also, no filters to buy. That's right. You save a bunch of money every month that way, too. Start enjoying your home again. Get a bunch of these for your house. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home protection. Get 3 units for under $200. Put one anywhere you need it. But you have to do so by going to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is P-A-G-S, PAGS. Shipping is also free. I want to give you that that audio again of Joe Biden. Then I'm going to have Karine Jean-Pierre with her response when somebody asks her a question about the president saying what he said.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Pretty funny, Joe. Pretty funny. Left at the end of it. That's not a joke. Not something you'd play around with. So Karine Jean-Pierre is asked about it today.
And can I ask about a moment in the president's speech last night in Baltimore? He was talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he mentioned a mother that had lost two of her sons to fentanyl. He said the interesting thing is that the fentanyl they took came during the last administration, and then he seemed to laugh. The mother's demanding an apology, and I'm wondering if he regretted how that came out.
So, you know, I want to be very careful here because this involves a mom, as you just stated, who lost two sons. And when it comes to this president, I believe the American people knows who he is fundamentally because he's been around for some time.
The American people knows who he is. Just thought I'd stop there. He asked very simply, she's demanding an apology. You know, does he regret what he said? She hasn't answered anything yet. She's just sort of talking around it.
And they have watched him go through grief. They have watched him deal with really personal loss. And so this is a president that understands that. He expressed sympathy for her last night. His heart goes out to any person who has to go through that type of trauma, that type of hurt. I will say his words are being mischaracterized by someone who is regularly discredited for things that she says that are really conspiracy theories. And those lies are being parroted by a certain network. I'll just leave it there.
Carrie, were his words mischaracterized?
I would say no.
Yeah, I'm going to play it again because I don't know what the mischaracterization is. He is complaining about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who probably incorrectly says that Biden killed her sons. I think that she was doing it in a more general sense that people are dying because of the open border. But this is what Biden literally says.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
So Biden didn't kill this lady's sons, but his policies are killing many, many more. Marjorie Taylor Greene was incorrect that Biden killed this lady's sons. Might have been Obama, might have been in the Trump administration. But the sentiment made sense. His response didn't. It was disgusting. And it's not something that the leader of the free world should ever have said or even delved into. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Tracy Beans when we come back.
Joe Pags.